KOMP, Las Vegas. Las Vegas.
What is your purpose here?
Rock and roll!
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
Oh, The Offspring. I like it. Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Gooch here, 876-3692. Facebook.com/ Your Buddy Gooch. Oh, we'll be the best of friends over the internet. What do I got for you? Got some comp rock from Rev Theory, Las Vegas' very own, Adelia's Way, Godsmack, Chevelle, Stained on the Same Hour. I like it. You can work with it. This is Breaking Benjamin, the new one, Lights Out. It's Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
Engineering professionals.
Where to go?
In your cars!
Which way to turn?
Buddy, you're in for the ride of your life.
Comp traffic.
Let's do the old traffic brought to you by Nevada Hyundai Dealers Today. Do you like the way I read? I do.
Giving you the best escape routes.
Who taught you to drive, you moron?
Comp traffic. The voice of an angel. And by angel, we really meant that crazy homeless guy that likes to talk to himself. Buckle up for Gooch on Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
As many of you are already well aware of, I do not like American Idol whatsoever. And it's funny to me because the winners and the runners-up, they go on to have their 15 minutes of fame, and then you never hear from them ever again, unless, of course, if you're a country singer. And to be totally honest, the number one reason why those girls had such huge success is because of the country music genre. The country music genre doesn't ask too many questions, okay? In my personal opinion, they all sound exactly the same. They all have that twang in their voice. And if the masses say that you should like this, the country music crowd will like it and they will not ask any questions. You just have to have the proper background. Number one, you gotta be white. Number two, you gotta be conservative. Number three, you gotta love Jesus. If you got those three things down, you'll be hanging out in Memphis smoking weed with Willie Nelson in no time. Believe that. Now, as many of you already know, American Idol is starting to die out. And they've had people leave the show. Paula Abdul, Ellen DeGeneres, Cara DeGuardi. And let's not forget the backbone, the creator of the whole show, the number one reason why anybody watches that piece of crap programming, Simon Cowell. How are you going to be able to replace an asshole of that magnitude? Seriously. Well, apparently the TV producers have gotten together and they found a solution. They're going to hire Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler from Aerosmith? Okay. Okay, Jennifer Lopez, I really don't care about because I don't give a rat's ass about Jennifer Lopez. Her movies sucked. Her music sucked. Who gives a rat's ass about Jennifer Lopez? Do your thing. Make your money. I'll still totally bang you. Steven Tyler, on the other hand, you're one of my heroes. Look, hear me out. This is why this upsets me so much, because if you're going to win American Idol, you not only have to please the judges, because it's not talent alone that wins on American Idol. You have to be that cookie-cutter image of what America wants. That means you have to be Christian. That means you better not be gay. That means you better wait for marriage before you have sex. You better not have no run-ins with the law. And that's how you win American Idol, because America votes. on the winner. And as we're all well aware of, 80% of Americans are retarded.
Like some beans!
But Steven Tyler, on the other hand, that's not how you made it. You made it by breaking the rules. You were whipping out your big 10 inch and banging sluts in elevators from the get-go, dude. You just can't do that. You and Joe Perry were called the toxic twins, mainly because of your massive consumption of drugs. And then you got clean, you made a couple good albums, then you got off the drugs, and then you got back on the drugs, and then you got off them, then you fell off the stage, and you got hooked on painkillers, and you got off the painkillers, and now Fox thinks it's a good idea to have you be a judge on American Idol? This is sad. I mean, I just found out Superman was working for the Nazi party. I want to cry.